What is up, you guys? Welcome to the controversial thoughts section of the Fundamental Health Podcast. Now on Rumble. If you want to see the videos associated with these podcasts, they are now on Rumble. Like I said, YouTube is being a real pain in the butt for us. So the new podcast videos are not on YouTube. We don't know why. It has something to do with censorship and over censorship after one strike from the Jamie Seaman video, but got a Rumble channel. Obviously, the audio for these is on all of the platforms that you usually listen to it. So this week, I wanted to talk about something that came up the other night when I was having dinner with friends, which is why I am not a fan of cheat days. It seems like cheat days are common now. Every dietary strategy allows you to have one cheat day or a cheat meal, things like this. And I spoke about this in my book, The Carnivore Code, and also in my upcoming cookbook, The Carnivore Code Cookbook, which is available for pre-order on Amazon if you want to go check that out. It's out in December. But I'm not a fan of cheat days. And this is not because I'm trying to make you all miserable or because I'm just completely intense or overly disciplined. It's because I think that cheat days create incorrect framing around what you are trying to achieve with your dietary changes. And that leads to trouble and probably failure long-term. So when you have a cheat day, I fear that you are, or that many of us with cheat days in our week may look forward to the cheat day as if that is the food freedom day. That is the day that you get rewarded for all of the hard work you do during the week. And I feel that framing it in this way during the week creates the reverse sort of mindset that we want. We want an abundance mindset when we are eating the best foods on the planet. All of you know that I believe these are things like meat, organs, either fresh or desiccated, like we make from hardened soil, and the least toxic plant foods, things like fruit, honey. Fruit is a wide variety of foods many of us think of, not always as fruit, like avocado, squash, but also things we think of as fruit, like apples, oranges, bananas, mango, papaya, pineapple, these kind of things. Papaya is especially good here in Costa Rica. So that is abundance. But if you frame your weekly dietary strategy around a cheat day on Sunday or Saturday or Friday, then you are really robbing yourself of the real evolutionary abundance of these foods. These are the foods your ancestors treasured above everything else for millions of years, thousands of generations. Of course, they didn't have access to junk food, and nobody cheats with a steak. Nobody cheats with an apple. People cheat with peanut butter French toast like The Rock or huge pizzas, which are not in any way, shape, or form contributing to your health or your long-term fitness goals, your long-term health goals, your long-term goals at all. Body composition goals doesn't help at all. But I think that there is this insidious notion within the health space that humans cannot possibly be disciplined enough to always eat healthy food. And I want to push back against that. And I want to push back against that by saying that just like in the past, when I've talked about the fact that you will not get bored of meat. Not everybody loves organs, which is why we make desiccated organs at hardened soil, things like that. But a lot of people think they're going to get bored of eating meat at every meal, but it doesn't happen because meat is so nutrient rich. This is really the type of thing that has to be experienced firsthand. So many imagine that they're going to get bored of meat, perhaps incorrectly applying frameworks that they've learned from eating plant foods onto meat, when in fact, a lot of us, most of us, don't get bored of eating meat every day. Now, on an animal-based diet, of course, you can vary the different types you eat of meat you eat. You can eat fish. I would opt for low mercury, low heavy metal fish in general, low cadmium, low arsenic. And I would not make fish the majority of your diet because they're just so polluted these days. It's just very difficult. There's so many stories of people. Tony Robbins had heavy metal poisoning. Joe Rogan has spoken openly about elevated levels of arsenic from eating sardines every day. I'm not a fan of these things. And I've done previous controversial thoughts on where to get your omega-3s. There's plenty of omega-3 in well-raised animal fat. This is why we have a supplement at Hardened Soil called Firestarter. It's also a supplement that we're excited about because of the stearic acid, but plenty of omega-3 in ruminant animal fat. I don't think you need omega-3 from fish necessarily in any way, shape, or form, especially if you have a small amount of linoleic acid in your diet. Refer to that video, the previous video about omega-3, if you want more there. But if you construct your diet of what I believe are the most nutrient-rich, bioavailable, the most celebrated foods evolutionarily by our ancestors, meat, organs, the least toxic plant foods, fruit, honey, things like this, I don't think you need a cheat day, because I don't think you want to frame your dietary strategy in that way. That makes what you're doing, which is actually abundance with meat and organs and these evolutionarily prized foods, looks like scarcity when you celebrate the day of junk food. And that puts you in a food prison in your mind. Last week, the Controversial Thoughts video was about counting calories. I am no fan of food prison. I don't think humans do well when they're in a caloric prison. I don't think humans do well when they're in a prison thinking that the most bioavailable, most nutrient-rich, most celebrated foods on the planet are actually something that is hard, that are scarcity, and that they should celebrate their cheat day, when all you really want is to make it to your cheat day where you can eat a pizza or peanut butter French toast. To me, that's all backwards. That's sabotaging your success in life and everything long-term. And I don't think it helps anyone. So think about this. What are your goals? Why are you choosing to be intentional about the way you eat? Why are you doing that? Is it body composition? Is it libido? Is it sleep? Is it mental clarity? Is it athletic performance? Understand that if that's your goal, eating an animal-based diet is the way to create abundance. And doing a cheat day is just eroding that slowly, 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 and creating a framework in your mind where you're in a prison all week, and then you get to suddenly celebrate on one day where you get a cheat day, and you're celebrating the least nutritious foods in your diet, the foods that are least effective at helping you reach your goals. And that, I think, leads to long-term failure. I hear about this all the time from people. I think there's a lot of reasons that people don't succeed on dietary strategies long-term. I don't think caloric restriction is one of them with an animal-based diet. I think it's strategies like this, like cheat days, that frame things in the wrong way. So don't sabotage yourself long-term by putting yourself in a food prison, in a cheat day junk food prison. Don't celebrate the foods that are not nutritious and not good for you. Celebrate the foods that are abundance, evolutionary abundance, meat, organs, least toxic plant foods. Celebrate those foods. Make those foods the center of your diet. You don't need a cheat day when you're doing all of that. Why would you need a cheat day when you get the best foods on the planet every day? And understand that the other thing that often derails people here is the fact that if you're using food as entertainment, that's often not compatible with a long-term dietary strategy that leads to health. It's fine to use food as entertainment. It's absolutely fine. But understand that that is also going to handicap you long-term. So I am no fan of cheat days. You get to live your life. You are a sovereign individual. You get to decide what your priorities are, but clearly define those and realize that eating meat, eating organs, either fresh or desiccated, eating fruit, eating honey, these are the foods that have been celebrated by our ancestors for millions and millions of years, in that you are doing yourself a pretty big disservice by having a cheat day in which you are celebrating nutrient poor, nutritionally bereft foods that hijack your satiety long-term and that make you crave those a week from now and that put you in a food prison for the next week. Celebrate abundance. I don't think animal-based diets are restrictive. They're intentional and they're abundant. They're intentionally abundant. These are the best foods on the planet that you get to eat all the time. You get to eat these foods all the time. For me, I don't cheat ever. I don't want to. It's just something that I developed over years and years of never having cheat days. I don't even see it as a cheat day. I don't see it as a reward. For me, I see it as a negative to eat foods that make me feel poorly, that make me perform poorly, that make me think in a more cognitively slow manner, that make me sleep less, that affect my libido or my body composition or the way I surf or the way I am with my friends, how emotionally stable I am. That's a negative all the way around. My goals are to be the best human, to deliver the best information in the clearest way. There's no place in that for junk food. Whether you condone it as a cheat day or not, that's all bullshit in my opinion. So I think that cheat days are just long-term sabotage that erode your progress, that erode your success long-term. Frame it this way. You have abundance available to you every day, eating meat of all types, organs, fresh or desiccated, the least toxic plant foods on the planet, and that should be celebrated and not disrespected. Like I said earlier, if you need desiccated organs, if you need more organs in your life, check us out at heartandsoil.co. I want to read you guys a review, which is crazy. This is from Nick C. He says, better than TRT for me, better than testosterone replacement for me. Nick is an ex-steroid user, heavy abuse, bodybuilding, and powerlifting. The drugs had left me bottomed out and never recovered to even low natural levels of testosterone. Blood tests showed testosterone levels at 130 and went into TRT, barely hit 350 with Cypionate under doctor's care. I feel like I'm on a cycle while I'm on whole package, which is our testicle-containing supplement. I've been saying this for a while, guys. Testicles powerful. From energy, drive, and libido to aggression in the gym. I haven't been able to take blood tests on it, but plan to do so with the next bottle, which I just ordered. Without going into too much detail, very noticeable differences in the bedroom. I'm afraid to get my wife pregnant. For context, I follow a carnivore-ish diet. I highly recommend a whole package stacked with beef organs and Firestarter. I leaned out and was satiated the entire month. I love reviews like this, guys. Thanks for sending them. Okay, that is controversial thoughts for this week. Stay radical, you guys.